There are more than 900,000 foreign-born residents in Massachusetts, and a new report quantifies their effect on government spending here. The review was done by a UMass Boston economist and was paid for by an immigrant advocacy group. It found that Massachusetts immigrants pay for their fair share of public services. Details from WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Jones.
Schools, welfare, and taxes. Those are the big concerns some people have about immigrants' impact on public spending. UMass Boston economist Alan Clayton Matthews actually tried to quantify these impacts using the most recent census data from 2007.
Immigrants tend to have larger households with more children and therefore make a higher use of the public education system than do natives.
Clayton Matthews' study shows that immigrant-headed families sent about 179,000 students to public schools across the state. Those children make up about 19% of school children, even though they are 15.5% of the state's population. That costs the state about $300 to $440 million a year. But that's not the whole picture.
Fewer immigrants are incarcerated in proportion to the population.
And there's more.
Since immigrants tend to be younger, there are fewer elderly immigrants who are institutionalized, say, in nursing or long-term care facilities.
The UMass Boston economist did this study for the Immigrant Learning Center, a nonprofit organization in Malden that launched an education initiative in 2003 to, as the report says, raise the visibility of immigrants as assets to America. As far as welfare programs, from food stamps to Social Security, the study says immigrants use less of these services than American-born Massachusetts residents. And as far as taxes go,
it's pretty much a wash. Now, if you think about society as a whole, taxes go to funding public goods and services. So for society as a whole, it should be a wash. And what we're seeing is, if you also look separately, for each group, it's essentially a wash as well. Perhaps that finding is surprising, or perhaps not.
Not so surprising for Jeffrey Passell, chief demographer for the Pew Hispanic Center. He says most nationwide studies have shown similar outcomes, but have distinguished between documented and undocumented immigrants. This Massachusetts survey doesn't, which he says is surprising, since that's what all of the fuss is about. If they had, they probably would have found this, according to Passell.
They tend to have lower incomes and pay less in taxes. By and large, the undocumented immigrants are not eligible for welfare services, and I don't know of any data sets that say they're using them to any great degree.
The Massachusetts study comes just in time for what could be a big debate here about immigrants. A governor-appointed advisory council will release more than a dozen policy recommendations next week on how to integrate immigrants into the economic and civic life of the state. Eva Milona, the executive director of the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition, is part of that task force. She says the study will help bring objective information into the discussion.
It really shows what Mira has always contended, that immigrants play a major role in the economic and cultural life for our Commonwealth, and that by and large, you know, they pay into the system and they take out of the system at about the same rate as the native-born population.
On the other side of the debate is the Center for Immigration Studies. It's a nonprofit think tank based in D.C. that many civil rights groups consider extremist. Jessica Vaughn is a policy analyst for the group and is based in Massachusetts. She says the UMass study is consistent with other research, but fails to look at other economic impacts of immigration policy.
It's great for the immigrants who come here who can improve their lives. It's great for people who employ large numbers of immigrants, because anytime you get an increase in the supply of workers, that means you don't have to raise wages. It's great for people who use the services that some recent immigrants provide. But it's not so good for Americans and recent immigrants who are also trying to compete in those same sectors of the economy, because their wages stagnate or even go down in some cases.
That argument is part of another controversy around immigrants, and it's one that labor economist Alan Clayton Matthews says he's interested to explore down the road. But for now, he's hoping this study about who pays what and how much may help inform the upcoming immigration debate. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.